In Northwest news from KPLU, local Somali immigrants are continuing to pressure the federal government. They want to be able to once again send money to relatives back home. The ability to send remittances, as they're called, largely ended a few months ago. Now, the Seattle City Council has gotten behind the immigrants' cause. KPLU's Paula Whistle reports.
Community activist Hamdi Abdul remembers the day the bank announced it would stop doing the money transfers. On that day, she got a call from a cousin in Somalia who needed money.
She was crying from the other end of the line, and I felt like helpless.
In the end, Abdul says she was able to send her cousin $100 because small amounts are still allowed. Abdul says for relatives back in the war-torn country, remittances often mean the difference between eating or not.
The point is that this is a lifeline for people. This is something serious.
The laws in place that have limited the remittances came about because of U.S. concern that the money could end up in the hands of terrorists. The U.S. Treasury Department and some members of Congress have expressed sympathy for the Somali situation, but so far nothing's been done. Local immigrants did get a boost of sorts from the Seattle City Council, which passed a resolution urging Congress to act. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.